Welcome to Living Marvelously with me, Lori Jonas. This is the show where we unleash the marvelous potential in every woman. Are you ready to dream big and leap into a life you love? Don't let the expectations of others choose for you. Step out of your comfort zone and learn how to create what your life looks like. I'll take you on an inspirational journey, helping you tap into the wellspring of your inner strength, get clear on your life purpose, and unleash the vision you came into the world to share. On Living Marvelously, you will learn about personal development, self-care, and spirituality. And together, we will connect with others, sharing their unique energies, and learn to create a world that allows everyone to shine. Living Marvelously starts now. Hello again. Thank you for watching and listening. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I'm Lori Jonas, and you're listening to Living Marvelously on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next 30 minutes, and we'll discuss how to tap into your higher self and download your dream life. Join me every second and fourth Thursday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll have some great discussions on how to create your fun, adventurous, empowering, loving, and beautiful life. So again, I hope you had a wonderful holiday season and you were able to celebrate in whatever way makes you happy. I was able to spend some time with my three children, my husband, and my two precious grandchildren. I was just blessed with a new granddaughter on December 12th, so I soaked up all the baby snuggles I could get. Then my husband and I spent New Year's at our cabin, and while he watched football, I did some creating of content, and we both were in our happy place. So it was a great weekend, a great holiday season. So as I mentioned, today I want to talk to you about downloading your dream life. And, you know, with the new year, we often stop and reflect and on what we want to accomplish. But do you really know what that is? You know, is it what you truly want, or is it what you think you should want? And if you don't know that either, let's have some fun today and let's start figuring it out. Because if you don't know what you want, how are you really going to ask for it? And how are you going to make it happen? So when I say download, I'm talking about accessing your higher self and listening to what it wants. And you can do that through meditation, automatic writing, or just paying attention to synchronicities that pop up in your life. You probably are getting downloads and not even knowing it. Just by when you're, ever been like maybe driving somewhere and all of a sudden you're already there and you're like, what happened during that time? How did I get here? And you probably had some downloads during that time that you aren't even aware of, or you're not calling them downloads. Or if you're out on a walk and all of a sudden just some idea pops in your mind, those are all downloads. But we're going to be a little bit more intentional about finding them during this program. So I was at my book club gathering the other day, and we were discussing a book called Lost Lake. And the author, Sarah Addison Allen, she took some liberties with magical realism. And we looked up that term because we were wondering what genre that would fall into. So basically, it was a story about a woman who ran off to sort of find herself, went to this lost lake from where she grew up, met some people. And there were some, like, there was a woman who always talked to her lost lover. He sat in the corner, so that, like, as if he was real sitting there. Or there was this alligator that was supposed to be this boy that had passed away. And some of the people were like, why would she do that? And so I thought it was fun, actually. It was a little bit out there, but my take on it is that she's the author and she gets to do whatever she wants. And if she wants to sprinkle in some magic, then she should. Because often we get so practical, we need to allow in a little magical realism. We are here to experience many things. Life is not meant to be a burden, a boring routine, a life of following rules, or living up to others' expectations. So let's sprinkle in some magic. And a great place to find that magic is by tuning into your higher self. And I want to share what I think your higher self is. For me, it means that I have a different perspective on who God is. Instead of him being one person who judges us and says who is going to heaven or hell. God is a collective of souls and energy that is all-knowing. And because everyone is connected through energy, we all have a little piece of that within us that we can access at any time. That's your higher self. So let's just take a moment and sort of feel the energy around you. I want you to hold out your hands and see if you can feel the tingle of something hovering over your hands or touching it. And then put your hand on your heart and see if you can feel that energy transfer into your body. Close your eyes and feel that energy moving through your body, all the way to your fingers, your toes, your head. Sit with that for a moment and then ask a question. And then see what answer pops into your mind. Now, if you just did that with me and you're like, well, that didn't work, it's because you're concentrating on me. This is something you have to do on your own and you have to really feel into it. So, but that's what you can do to connect. One of the things you can do to connect to your higher self. And what it means to connect to your higher self, it's that part of you that has infinite knowledge that your brain is not capable of holding. The part of you that is loving and wants you to succeed with all of your dreams and desires, and the part of you that knows you are beautiful, worthy, and have a purpose here on earth at this time. And the amazing part is that you have access to it at any time. You only have to believe that it is there and wants to help you. When you start recognizing your higher self, you will start to notice things happening around you and for you. Like new ideas will pop into your head at random times. Answers to questions will appear. Paths will clear to your goals and desires. Challenges will pop up that help you see how you might be off track. You might see reoccurring signs and symbols like numbers, animals, phrases, or dreams. Your intuition will be more noticeable and you will start to trust it. A couple of things that have popped into my periphery, I guess, lately is I have been talking about maybe hiring a virtual assistant or trying to figure out something out about, you know, making my business boom a little more. And somebody I know who does a lot of energy work brought an opportunity to me and I'm considering it, but that's so I put it out there that I was looking for some help and this opportunity came to me. Another example is my sister and I had tried to do a retreat a year and a half ago, and it didn't work out. So today we hired a new person at my job and she runs a retreat center. And I'm thinking, well, there it is. That's where my next retreat is going to be because it's local. So those are the types of things that will just pop into your life when you believe and when you are just putting stuff out there for the universe to bring back to you. And the key is to pay attention and to start to trust what your higher self is telling you and to really notice how it feels, because your higher self always wants what is best for you and would not make you feel bad. If you're feeling bad about something, that's your ego. So we need to recognize the difference between those two. And a trick to help you tell the difference between your ego and your higher self is to really tune into how it makes you feel. Does it open you up and feel exciting and expansive? Or does it bring out your fears and you feel restrictive and contracting? Notice what each of those feels like and then use the reaction to help make decisions. If it's coming from your ego, maybe you let that go and you see if something else pops up. If it's really coming from your higher self and it sounds like something you really want to do, then go for it. Okay, now that you know how we are going to download your dream life, let's actually do it. So my favorite way is a combination of meditation and automatic writing. So Wikipedia describes automatic writing as a claimed psychic ability allowing a person to produce written words without consciously writing. That's not the kind of automatic writing I'm talking about. That's a little bit creepy, right? The kind of automatic writing I want you to use is when you tap into your subconscious or your higher self, and you tap into that expansive intelligence, that wisdom, and that creativity. And the first thing you have to do is set aside your thinking mind, right? So you have to take a few deep breaths and get quiet. And then you're going to read some prompts. You're going to put your pen to paper and you're just going to write whatever comes to mind. You don't think about it. You don't judge it. You just write. And the goal is to get into a flow and then just let the words be written. You know, it might be good to set a timer so you're not distracted thinking, I really have to be somewhere in 5 minutes. But set your timer so you know when your stop time is. But don't worry about whether any of it makes sense. Just practice and let the words come out and let the ideas come to you and put them on paper. Let the ideas simmer in your mind and then see if they come up in any other synchronistic way. Like you're writing, like for me, I was writing out what I would want from a virtual assistant to help me. And then this other opportunity came into my life. So that maybe that wasn't exactly what I was supposed to do because this other opportunity came, but maybe it is. Maybe another, you know, down the road, I'm going to find that exactly what I wrote with that virtual assistant. So it might not be what's going to happen right now, but let those ideas come to you. And then, you know, maybe you're going to see a pattern. If you do this on a regular basis, I like to write every morning. And every morning I think about, well, I'll sort of take a few deep breaths, calm myself, and I'll say, what do I need to know today? And then I'll just start writing. And it's amazing what comes into your mind. And it's usually a really good pep talk. So I would encourage you to do that. Okay. So you know it's being downloaded from your higher spirit if it feels good and it's not something you have thought of before. If it feels negative or heavy, stop and start over. Okay. Because that, again, is probably your ego or your mind thinking this is dumb or just not really, you're not really letting it flow. So in the show notes, I have two short guided meditations narrated by me. So I want you to use these daily or whenever you're feeling a little out of alignment, just listen in and then just start writing. And each short meditation begins with centering your mind and feeling a connection to your higher spirit. So to clarify what your dream life can look like, be sure to ask a specific question, such as, what does my dream life look like? Pretty simple. What other possibilities are there in my life? Or help me visualize what a happy life looks like. So here's some really quick examples. Guidance for a current struggle. Here's one that I use quite often. Says, Spirit, take my hand. Here I am. Take my hand. I am ready, willing, and worthy to speak with you right here and right now. Thank you in advance for your words, your wisdom, your guidance, and your grace. Amen. So we need to go to break here, but when we come back, I'll give you a couple other examples. And then we're going to talk about some tips on how to make all of these dreams that you're downloading come true. So I'm Lori Jonas, and you're listening to Living Marvelously. When we come back, let's really get these dreams and make them reality. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This.com.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion?
Living Marvelously with me, Laurie Jonas. So let's go back to those ideas, those examples of how we're going to get these prompts and start writing. So I gave you the one about spirit, take my hand. I mentioned guidance for a current struggle, but what that would be is, so you're asking for specific guidance on the biggest struggle you have today and how to find peace with it. So this may lead you to options that you haven't thought of that might make you happier or make you feel less resistant to that part of your life. Another one is, so visualize your dream life. Today, I ask you for a vision of what makes me happy, a vision of what I'm grateful for and what I'm prepared to manifest in my life. Please give me the words to describe my visions. Thank you for helping me see the many possibilities for a marvelous life. Or another thing you can do is just sort of, it is like a meditation. You just sit still and just actually visualize what it would look like if you were living your best life. And then write it down when you're done visualizing that. So another way to download your dream life is just pay attention to what makes you happy. Because when you are having the most fun, isn't that what you want? And what do you look forward to every day? And what do you wish you could be doing? Think about 8 areas of your life. So there's home, business, finances, health, family and friends, romance, personal growth, and fun. Are you happy in those areas? And what would you change to make you happy? So those are a lot of ideas for ways for you to download some information and to figure out what really would make what your dream life would look like. So I hope you come up with something new. I hope you can get creative and reach for some new possibilities. But what I want to do with the second half of the show is to really, let's start taking responsibility to make your dream life come true, because we can think about it and see it and write it down, you know, forever, but we actually have to take action, right, to make it happen. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go back to visualizing it. So you know what you want, right? So you got clear on what you want. You've written it down. So you could create a vision board, cut out pictures that match what you want your dream life to look like and paste them on a poster board. Put your board somewhere that you will see it every day. And then every day, take 5 minutes to again visualize yourself for fulfilling those dreams. And then see and feel yourself in those moments. I think a really big thing that gets overlooked with vision boards is that you put all these great pictures and what you want your life to look like. And then you just look at it every day, but you're not really feeling yourself in those moments. And that's really important to feel, to know what it feels like, and then to want to feel like that with what's going on in your vision board. All right. The second thing here is believe that you can achieve it. So write it down in your journal every day. Make it a mantra or an affirmation. Post it on your mirror or refrigerator. See yourself living your dream. Picture yourself in your new house or at that big game or making whatever kind of money you want to make or whatever it is, but you have to believe it. You can't go around thinking that's never going to happen. This is dumb. I can't visualize it. You have to believe you can do it and get into that sort of the spirit of that. Then tell others about your dream As you continually talk about your dreams, you believe in them more. It also holds you accountable to achieve them. And who knows, you might tell someone who can make them happen. So find a friend with who you can play make-believe. Tell each other all the wonderful things happening in your life as if they were true. I trained with Mike Dooley to become an Infinite Possibilities certified trainer. And one of the stories he tells is him and his brother and his mom do this all the time. They just sit around and they talk about, Beyonce is coming over for supper tomorrow night and we're going to hop on her plane and we're going to go to England and I'm going to give us talk in front of 1,000 people or whatever they would like in their life. And one time he actually did get a call from a famous person and his wife wanted him to come talk to them. And so he called his brother and said, hey, so-and-so has asked me to come to his house because his wife wants. And his brother was like, oh yeah, I'll meet you there and I'll bring so-and-so, because he thought he was kidding, but it actually came true. So it does help and it does work. So go talk to people about what you want and become accountable for it. Take steps to plan your dream. Do your research on what it would take to fulfill those dreams. Think through all of the details and then break it down into workable steps and set a time frame. It can be so simple. Even if you do, let's say, one of the things you write down might be research how to start a blog. And then that's all you do that day. But at least you're putting it out there and you're taking action steps. And then work your plan. It's time to do the steps that you just planned out in the step before, because we can't just talk about it. We have to dive in and we have to do the work. So a quote from Chris Widener, I believe that's how you say his name. Your short-term tasks multiplied by your time equal your long-term accomplishments. So even those short-term tasks can lead to really big things. Another thing to keep in mind is to really be happy where you are. When you're happy with your life, you are more productive, you're more creative, you're more energized, you're more charismatic, you're more influential, and great strengths those are all great strengths to help you work out your plan. So don't wait for your dream to come true to be happy. Just be happy now. I wrote a post recently about being happy with who you are right now. And one of the things I said in there, which I think is so true, is you know, if you're making somebody else happy, if you're living your life and putting out real positive energy to other people, do you think anybody is looking at you and thinking, well, she can't do that because she doesn't make enough money, or she weighs too much, or she lives in a small house? No. If you're putting out positive energy and you're happy with where you are right now, you're just going to attract more of that positive energy back to you. You have to enjoy your journey. You have to bask in your achievement. And another thing is you need to accept and acknowledge that you can affect change. We are all part of this vast universe, and we have the power to create our own reality. We have the power to change our lives just by changing our thoughts and beliefs. So if you feel bad because maybe you have no friends to go out with tonight, refocus and tell yourself it's a good thing and make it a self-care night. Do something like reading or cleaning your closet or taking a long bath or anything else you might never seem to have time for. So just change your perspective, turn it around. But then make sure to call friends so you have plans for another night. And write down what you believe. If there is something that needs to change for your dreams to come true, then you need to go out and you need to change it. For example, if your dream is to be debt-free and you believe that you will never have enough money, your dream will have a hard time showing up if you keep thinking you're never going to have enough money, because you'll never have enough money. Learn to still your mind. Take the time to control your thoughts. If thoughts become things, be aware of what you are thinking. Awareness can come from taking time to meditate or just taking a moment to breathe and refocus your thought. If you feel yourself getting stuck in a circle of thoughts that aren't productive for you, just stop, pause, take three deep breaths, and go in a different direction. We've talked about this part, but know what you want. Be clear on what your dreams are. These steps that I've been giving you can take you to knowing what you want. And then you visualize, you believe, you tell others, you plan, you work. I want you to be happy and enjoy the journey and have fun and be as specific as you can. But you also have to be patient and do not doubt your power. Your dreams may not show up exactly as you planned, and you may not realize they have shown up until they already have. So we need to let the universe decide how it will happen. One of the other big things that I learned through becoming an Infinite Possibilities certified trainer was we really need to let go of those hows. If you have a big dream that says that you want to, you want to make enough money to cover your mortgage in the next month. Maybe that's your short-term goal. You need to just put that out there. Write it down, download some ideas of how you're going to come up with that money if it's not easily attainable for you. And then you have to let it go. Let go of the how. Because you, like I've mentioned earlier in this show, our brains are small. And they cannot hold all of the information that our possibilities. So, I mean, could you imagine? There's just so much that can happen, and we, our brain can't know all of those things. So that's the how that could happen, that there's no way you would have thought of that. So for example, you know, maybe an uncle passes away and all of a sudden you've inherited this much amount of money that's going to cover your mortgage next month. Or your boss says, I'm going to give you a raise and it's enough to at least help you cover that mortgage. There's just so many opportunities. So you just got to put your stuff out, put yourself out there, put your ideas out there, and don't doubt your power. Let go of the house and really allow the universe to help you. And then take those baby steps in the direction of your dreams. Do something, anything in the direction of making your dreams come true, and the universe will respond with infinite possibilities to get you there faster. Because even though the universe is powerful, it can't help you if you do not show it what you want. Again, that's where the downloading your dream life comes in. You have to do some of that work, and then you put it out there for the universe to help. And that's also where that magic comes in. That's also where we're going to find some of that magical realism. We're putting it out there, and you just wait and watch and see what happens. So once again, your job is to download your dream life, ask for it, trust, take baby steps, and then watch those dreams come true. Living marvelously is about being your authentic self, feeling empowered to create the life you want to live, and having a lot of fun along the way. I'm so excited to be here with you. Again, this show is a dream come true for me, and I had to put this dream out to the universe about 2 years ago. And I was finally ready. So if you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, livingmarvelously.com. All my info is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my weekly newsletter also. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Living Marvelously. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every second and fourth Thursday at 8 a.m. specific time. And next time on Living Marvelously, I want to share about how to use the law of attraction every day. How to use the law of attraction and manifest the life you were born for. Simple ways to incorporate the law of attraction into your everyday life and ask the universe for what you want, including how to let go of the negative and develop a habit of gratitude. I hope you'll join me, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to Living Marvelously with me, your host, Lori Jonas. Tune in next time to unleash the marvelous potential in every woman. Every second and fourth Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I help you choose a life that you are passionate about. Learn to embrace your unique self, dream big, and leap into what you choose to have your marvelous life look like. Together we create a world that allows everyone to shine. For more information, visit livingmarvelously.com. That's livingmarvelously.com. See you next time on Living Marvelously.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.